And now in our studios, we welcome Carrie McHugh, the director of the Cook County Museum, and Historical Society consultants Leah Thomas and Dick Gilliard. Welcome.
Hi, Mike.
Thanks.
Carrie, let's begin with you. There is a November 16th information open house that you are planning and you're inviting people from the community to attend. What's going on? Why are we here?
Well, we're inviting the community to come to the museum and learn about some planning that's been going on for our four historic sites.
And what are these four historic sites?
The sites are the museum itself, which was the lighthouse keeper's residence originally, the Chippewa City Church site just east of town, the 1930s fish house replica and Niji, the fishing tug, and the Bali blacksmith shop.
And so why are you inviting people to this open house?
Well, we are looking for volunteers. We're looking for people who are interested in helping us hone in on some really wonderful plans for these sites. We want to turn the sites, and the museum is already, and the fish house, but we really want to improve the interpretation and make them interesting places for visitors to come.
Now, you've had these sites for a while. Why suddenly now do you want to do this work?
Well, we did just acquire the Bali blacksmith shop, and in some ways that was the inspiration for this planning project. We knew that it was in the works, and last spring we decided, well, if we're going to acquire another historic site, let's figure out how we can best use them individually and together.
Now, Dick, I want to go to you next. Can you explain to us about this planning project? You wrote a grant, you've done some work already. How did that work?
Well, I think that the study was really organized in three parts, sort of this discovery part, where that was the community input, and then there was the assessment part, that was the workshops and the consultants working on it, and then there was the recommendations that came out of that. And
okay.
The recommendation, the overriding recommendation, rather than develop specific plans or detailed approaches to each site, because there were many opportunities at each site, the overriding recommendation is to organize a focus group around each of the sites to develop a clear vision of what could happen, what should happen at each of those locations. And there are multiple opportunities at each site. And the charge now is, or the recommendation was, the overriding recommendation was to develop a task force to examine what has gone on there, what are the opportunities, and to develop a vision statement specific to that site, which will reinforce the story at that site and in another way contribute to the overall story of the Cook County Historical Society.
If you're just tuning in with us now, we have in studio Carrie McHugh, the director of the Cook County Museum, and Historical Society consultants Leah Thomas and Dick Gilliard. They're here talking about a planning project grant that they have just recently completed. Now, Leah, I want to come to you next.
Okay.
We talked earlier before this interview about community input. You've had people walking these sites, you had them giving their recommendations, they gave their input in a variety of ways. What were some of the things that people said?
Well, let me back up a little bit. Besides the visiting the sites and also having the workshops, we made three or four large design boards and put post-it notes out so that people who came to the museum or walk through during Fisherman's Picnic. We had these available for 3 weeks. People could leave their comments about each of the sites. We got probably over 150 comments during that time period. Also, people emailed their comments as well. So there was a lot of public interest and a lot of response. And I think that most of the responses that we got, people were excited about all the sites, but the Bali blacksmith site and the Chippewa City site were, we got some very good responses there.
Like what? What did people say?
Well, at the Bali blacksmith site, one of the comments was, if you uproot the rose bushes on the upper side, sell me a plant. That's, yes. Now, there were a lot of other comments, but a lot of people want to see it turned back into a working blacksmith shop, a live exhibit. And the area between the two buildings, there's been a lot of discussion about turning that into a public plaza or courtyard. For the big metal building, Everything from a coffee shop to archival storage to a working sort of restoration area, that type of thing. For Chippewa City, people want to see a larger story told than just that of the church. They want to see the story of Chippewa City be told. So there's a lot of comments, and those are available online at the Historic Society website, along with the full plan.
So you completed this project, Carrie McHugh. You invited people to come to these sites. You asked them to help you tell the story. What next?
Well, as Dick mentioned, one of the next steps is to get task forces together for each of the sites, because what we discovered is these are wonderful sites. There's a lot of different stories being told, but each one needs its own attention. And so what next is we're looking to develop these task forces. So we hope that in the community there are people who are interested in one site in particular, and they want to help give their input and improve those sites by coming to meetings for 6 months. It's a finite period, and help us do some identification of the preferred concepts, hone in on those plans. We want that task force to identify the next steps for each site and fill out a general timeline and budgets for those steps. And then ultimately what we'd have is a master plan that would help us move forward then and take action at each site.
So if people are listening right now and they have interest in the Lighthouse Keepers Museum or the Chippewa City Church site or the Fish House replica or Bali Blacksmith Shop property, if they want to be part of a task force and help organize and direct these stories and help the Historical Society, they're going to attend that November 16th meeting. Is that correct?
That's correct. We'd love them to stop by at the open house. We'll be there 1 to 4. We'll have concept drawings up for them to see so they can kind of see what it is we've already focused on, and just talk with us. We'll all be there, and some of our board members who are interested in the sites will be there, and they can ask questions.
So what kind of commitment are we talking here? 40 hours a week, 10 hours a week? What kind of commitment?
We're hoping that the task force will meet once a month, and then they may have homework as indicated by whatever they come up with in their meetings. But there may be a little outside research looking for other information and budgets and such.
Okay. November 16th, between 1 and 4 o'clock, an informational open house at the Cook County Historical Museum, located at 8 South Broadway in Grand Marais. Carrie, Dick, Leah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.